All right, man. Well, you won your own invite. No question. That's always the goal, is you want to win your own invite. But not only you won it with great performances on the track and in the field events, didn't you?
Yeah, we actually had a great day. And I don't know if we would have been, a full complement of teams. I still think we would have won this today because our girls actually performed outstanding. You know, this is by far the best weather day I think I remember for Leroy Hayner. And so I think that helped. Hey, we were much happier today than we would have been Friday in the weather.
Yeah.
So, no, it was a good day overall for us. You know, our field events, we had people placing in the field events. We had people perform at their personal bests in events. We, go to vault, and we had Lenny Henderson, who won the event, and she went 10-6. She's never vaulted 10-6 in her life. So super exciting to see. You know, our auto qualifier eventually at districts is 10-8 in that, and she looked good at 11. I mean, she had her feet over 11, so she's definitely got that potential. And even in our district, the way it looks is, that 10-6, if she can continue to vault that, she will qualify in the top three. So, that was a great event. When you go onto the track on our 2-mile relay, today ran the best they had ran for a while, and we had some of the best splits that we've had on the relay. You know, maybe not as fast as the four that actually run it, that will run Nick, eventually later in the season probably. But now we've got some competition on that 2-mile relay for people, because when you have two people already running 2:38s, you have Breck and Gale, who has never been under 2:30 and ran under 2:30, and then you have Paige running, running, or not today, it was Emma on that race running in the 230, low 230s, and she's ran under 230 before. That's kind of exciting to see. And then if you talk about the other two relays real quick, man, we ran well. We ran that 51.3, I think is what it was. And, that's just like 5/10 off of what we ran for our best time last year. So that's exciting this early. And then the mile relay at the end coming through and winning that with a 4:12. And that's the fastest we've ran at this time of the year for a long time. And the cool thing about that is we ran an extra, we ran two relays on those. And the mile relay, there were 7 girls today for us that ran 64 or under in a split. And I don't know that we've had that for a very long time. So now we may be able to look at the next few weeks and we may be able to say, hey, let's take you off the relay this week. Let's let you run an open if you want to run an open and see what you can do in the open. And we've got some people that we can plug into that relay now, which is kind of exciting to see. And the individual events today, from hurdles to high jump to sprints and everything, we just performed very, very well. And probably the best we've performed at this meet for a while.
Paige, great, deservedly so, the most outstanding female, winning 4 events, and she ran her open events, the 4 and the half, and the 2 relays, did very, very well.
Yeah, she went under 2:30 2:30 in the 800, and I think she ran 2:28 today or 2:26, whichever it was. But then in the 400 earlier in the day, Paige has never went under 60, and today she actually won the event under 60. So that was exciting to see. It moves her up to number 6 on our top 10 chart. She was already number 8, but moves her up a couple spots on the top 10, so that was really exciting to see for Paige, and well-deserved anchor in those last two relays, well-deserved athlete of the meet award.
Jumpers came through, and back in the field events, you had a couple of jumpers both over 16, and they're coming along.
Yeah, Aspen Hazlett, she's new to our program this year as a junior, and she has been nursing some shin splints, but today she looked pretty good. She didn't have any tape on them or anything, and she went 16.7 and whatever in the long jump, and then Malia went 16.2, I think, in the long jump today. So that was exciting to see. And then Layson Keller went over 15 and a half or whatever it was in the long jump. So we have 3 solid jumpers now going forward, and they can work on stuff and get better. And then in triple jump, Briley is back from a little bit of her injury. And so she went 32-something today, which is great for her. She was struggling a little bit on the board, but figured it out, and she'll just get better with that. And then with Jaylee in the high jump, jumping what she did for 11.
But yeah, Jaylee had a good night. She won the one hurdle, the 300-meter hurdles, and then she high jumped pretty well as well.
I jumped 4:11 and had looked good at 5:1. We went odds today because 5:1 is auto qualified eventually, and so that was nice to see her have that. So overall, jumpers, throwers, we had some throwers placed today. We have some girls that are now throwing over 30 foot. It's kind of rebuild year. Our throwers, not a single one of them went to like a varsity meet last year, and we only have like 1 thrower back from last year. So it was exciting to see them start to do some things and improve there. So it was a great day for us.
You got a couple of days to rest and the Broken Bow invite coming up, a very, very, very tough meet on Friday.
Yes, you got 11 teams on Friday up at Broken Bow, and it's going to be tough because you bring in the Panhandle teams of Scotts Bluff, Gehring, and Alliance, and then Sydney. And wait, maybe Sydney's not there. But then you have Kearney Catholic, and you have Aurora, and you have our perennial people that we see, Holdridge and them, that still have great, great athletes that we're going to face when we go to Broken Bow. And not really any people gone this year for Broken Bow. Some years that's FFA or FBLA takes some people, and I don't, we won't lose anybody this year, and we'll see if the other teams do. And then we turn around on Saturday and go down to a 12-team meet at Cambridge for the JV kids, which will be fun. It's going to be hot, but it's always a fun meet to go there and compete against all the local area schools.